Here we go. So this is Bahar B'chukosai, Tavshin Samach Tes. Developing further these ideas of Das and Bechira. We have a short class today, hopefully we'll be able to include all the important points. To go quickly, we're going quickly. Okay. Bahar is speaking about primarily Shemitah and Yovel. Okay? There's a great similarity between Shemitah and Yovel and the Sferas HaOmer, because, as you know, Shemitah is 7 years, the seventh being Shemitah, and then seven cycles of Shemitah ends up in Yovel, which is, of course, after the 49th year, is 50. That's a very strong parallel to Sferas HaOmer, 7 times 7, the 50th being, of course, Shavuos. The similarity being the following. Just like on Shavuos, as we've been speaking about, Matan Torah, the Giloy Shechina, the Har Kegigis, all of that is another way of explaining, or rather a description of a moment where Klal Yisrael achieved freedom, freedom that comes from true knowledge, freedom from imagination of what and subjective opinion and personal agenda and optical illusion, freedom from things that look like emes but aren't emes, freedom from my passions and what I want, freedom that came with the word, as we've spoken about in the past, anochi, that clarified to us that my ani doesn't really have a separate existence. My ani is an extension of anochi Hashem Elokecha. Remember we spoke about there are 49 levels of tumah, and each one, we had to be extracted from each one, and there are 49 times it says Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and the 50th time is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and that broke the 49th cell of tumah, so to speak, that we were in, because the Anochi clarified to us that ani, the I, is it doesn't have a separate existence. It's an illusion. Really, a person's identity is an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they see clearly. They are Tzelem Elokim. So there's a cheres there. Don't say the words of the Aseres HaDibros were engraved. Charut al haluchos, say they were cheres. Ein lecha ben chorin, you have no one who's free except someone who is involved in Torah mitzvahs. And of course, on Yovel, freedom for slaves, everything goes back to its original owner. No one is owned by anyone, nobody's indentured to anyone, nobody serves anyone else. Freedom, freedom, freedom. However, this idea of 50th being free, 50th being das, 50th being clarity, this also has the other side. Because in Bechukosai, there are the curses, the warnings, what will happen if we start neglecting our obligations, and the punishments, the warnings of what will take place come in groups of seven also. The sin comes in groups of seven, and the punishment comes in groups of seven. Rashi enumerates the seven sins. They are as following. Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk Tes Vav. Okay? Breaking Hashem's bris is equivalent to denying Hashem and completes a cycle of seven sins, one naturally leading to the other, as Rashi enumerates. Here are the seven sins. Not studying Torah, abandoning das, abandoning truth, abandoning the tzura, the form that we are given, the ability to understand what we make out of ourselves. That's learning Torah through the mitzvahs and the ideas. We know how to build ourselves into what kind of human being, right? And the nature of the person we're supposed to be, and the description of the person we're supposed to be is contained in the Torah. First is not studying Torah. What then that leads to is not doing the mitzvahs. What that leads to is rejecting other people who do the mitzvahs. What that leads to is hating the Rabbanim. What that leads to is preventing others from doing mitzvahs. What that leads to is denying the validity of the mitzvahs. And what that leads to is denying the principle of Hashem's divinity, Hashem's mastery. These are the seven sins. One leads to the next, and their punishments come in cycles of seven, as it says in Pasuk Yud Ches, I will punish you sheva al chatosechem, seven times for your sin. So the downfall also comes in groups of seven, as the advancement towards cheiros and freedom and das comes in groups of seven. And this downfall begins, Rambam explains, with one attitude change. It's contained in pasuk chaf aleph. The imtelchu imi keri And if you go with me, Bekeri. Keri Rambam in the Morne Ruchim explains, it's casually, you don't consider what Hashem wants, you just respond to the moment. So if an urge arises, you give into it. If a need arises, you deal with it. You don't consider a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once in a while you do, if it doesn't conflict too much with your own personal agenda. But often you go casually with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not considering Hashem's interest, Hashem's demand, forgetting it, forgetting the Torah, forgetting the mitzvahs, going, taking day by day, moment by moment, responding to the moment, not having a plan, not following a das, another way of saying it, not having a defined surah, a form of what a person has to become, which contains mitzvahs aseh, mitzvahs lo aseh, how to think, but responding to the moment. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go with you exactly the same way, casually. What that means, that we understand now, we're getting into a whole subject of Hashgacha Pratis. What that means is, I will remove or not deal with you with consideration either. You will be subject to the whims of nature, the hanhaga of nature. I will not be actively involved in your life on a moment-by-moment basis, guiding you and protecting you and preserving you and giving you opportunities and choreographing your life's journey at every step of the way and watching you. Rather, you will be abandoned to the general natural forces that govern all the other species, which Rambam makes very clear, we're going by the Rambam here, is not a hashkacha pratis, but a general hanhaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up the laws of nature, and the species follow the laws of nature without a direct hashkacha. Only a human being has the potential for a direct hashkacha pratis on that person individually. So really what we're saying here is, if a person starts neglecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a punishment because I'm angry at you, I'm going to do something mean to you to hurt you. No. What you decide how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to interact with you. You start ignoring Hashem, then you'll be ignored. If the sheep wanders away from the shepherd, then the sheep has to find its own food. And the sheep is subject, you know, and the wolves can come. And they might end up in the wrong place. And there won't be any pasture land. That's the breaks, you know. There's no shepherd. What we're saying is that a person can choose, can determine the degree of Hashgacha Pratis that they have. This is the principle, Gefi Madregaso Shel Olam, Shel Adam. A person determines the Hashgacha Pratis that they are Ra'oi to. If a person goes Bekeri, then they are Bekeri. Then they're subject to chance and to the casual coming and going of life. Okay? And whatever forces happen to they find themselves under at the time. Now, when we start talking about the idea that a person decides how much Hashgacha Pratis they have, we go into the Mor Nevuchim here, and we start going back to our idea of the intellect of the person, the Tzelem Elokim, the Tzura, the human that's beyond the physical animal drive, the person that's devoted to higher goals, higher ideals, generally long-term, not immediate, things you don't necessarily see the payers to right away. Things that bring a person real das, real understanding, higher and higher levels until perhaps even nevuah, it's Ruach HaKodesh. So when a person starts going in this way and developing their tzura, they get a higher degree of Hashgacha Pratis. So I want to read to you from the Rambam here, that the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim the following, that here, basically he says, and this comes from an article by David Gutman working with these ideas of divine providence. Rambam brings down Mor Nevuchim Chelek Gimel, Perek 18. It follows in accordance with what I have mentioned in the preceding chapter, that any human individual that has obtained, on account of both his physical predisposition and his training, which means his learning, and his physical predisposition means his the Chomer, that he's attaching to his training, his learning, a person who has obtained a greater portion of this overflow of human intellect than others, then the greater must also be the effect of divine providence upon him. For the action is of divine providence is proportional to the endowment of intellect, as has been mentioned above. Accordingly, divine providence does not watch in an equal manner over all the individuals of the human species. but providence is graded as their human perfection is graded. Which means to say that the amount of das, the amount of getting beyond the body, the amount of truth, the amount of clarity that a person develops is going to determine the degree of how much they're in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem is in contact with them. By the way, very important, there is not only one way to achieve das, which is learning, reading articles and complicated sfarim. Das can be achieved through other ways too, through maisim, through deeds, through mitzvahs, through gemilas chasadim. Last week we spoke about the keren, which always exists. That's the das. And you look in the tefillah, Elo hadvarim, sh'adam ochel perasem o'ol mezeva, ken gemis, it's all ben adam lechavero. By the way, there are two things stuck in that are not ben adam lechavero, that you apply to davening, because this is included in the tefillah. But in the Mishnah, this comes from, it's all ben adam lechavero. The two davening things are not in the Mishnah. So, getting beyond the self, long-term goals, bikur cholim, achnasas orchim, and all of these things that bring life to other people, that are acts of chesed, this is also a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of achieving das. Hashem created this world with chesed, we reconnect with chesed. Also yisurim, suffering, brings a person to a certain das, a dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a understanding that the immediate needs of the here and now and the pleasure is just not the person, is not that relevant, doesn't really satisfy them in the long term, isn't the answer. Also, besides that, a hakara, we've spoken about this too. A person in their own neshama has an intuitive knowledge of the fact that they're tzelem elokim, and developing that and feeling that and giving that a voice. So all of these things bring a person to das, and according to the das of a person is their divine providence. And here also, Yisbri says the following, and this is directly related to our parsha. He says that a person who does not develop their das, or doesn't give it, or it remains strictly in potential form, okay, but is not used to connect to the higher worlds and the Torah, then that man's intellect, in its original state, is no more than another component of man's makeup necessary for the survival in his environment, which we'll talk about. Man that remains in that state and does not develop further, in other words, they just use that brain power, their abstract reasoning, to survive better, so that they use all these abilities just to indulge themselves more, to gain more power, not to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the person that remains in that state and does not develop further is no different from all other beings in the universe. He is subject to the laws of chance, not Ashkacha, and as an individual, and the laws of nature, as any other species. So Rambam says that just like an animal has a general ashkacha that it should live and it should find its food, but not individual ashkacha in every animal, so to a person who has not using their das, who's simply using, as we said, every animal uses whatever brain power it has for survival. So if it only has a reptilian brain, a survival brain, a physical body brain, that's what it uses to survive. If it has some emotions, like higher animals, a limbic system, as we've spoken about, danger, fear, love, they use it strictly to survive. Animals love their babies too. Animals will sacrifice for the offspring. Animals will feel danger. Animals will be, they have some basic emotions, all for survival. The fact that a human being has all this ability to think abstractly and uses it just to survive and empower themselves and torture other people, just like an animal, using it for no reason but the immediate. Okay? So that person, he says, is not subject to Ashkacha Pratis. Doesn't have Ashkacha Pratis at all. They live in like general, under the life force of all animals. Now, we have to go on by here and go into another nuanced and very and a philosophical idea that's also, based on the Rambam, found in the Yad HaMelech, a parish on the Rambam. We're getting into a very interesting idea, which will develop a lot of the things we said. So a person who doesn't use their ability to think abstractly, to understand the will of Hashem, is, as we said, going to be subject to the drives and the impulses of the moment and going to use all their emotions to develop and enhance and give life to those things. As we said, the choice is not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Rambam says the sin is not that they ate from the Eitz Hadas. The sin is that when there was a choice to which will be the dominant factor, the Das, the truth, the Tzura, or my feelings, my subjective opinions, Tov v'Ra, my emotions, how I would like to, the freedom that goes with indulging myself at the moment, that feeling of pleasure and satisfaction. The choice was, which will dominate? Will the das dominate the emotions, or the emotions have a life of its own and compete with the das? Soon as man veers over to the emotions, everything else is inevitable, and of course they're going to eat, and of course they're going to sin. That's the choice. It's very delicate. It's just, who am I? So, what we're saying here is that all sin is really not even a choice. It's not true that people choose to sin, to actually do the sin. That isn't really the truth. There really is no such thing as choosing bad. There really is no such thing as choosing evil. We're going to see, we're going to learn, that what we call choosing evil can't even exist. The concept of choosing is only in one direction. Choosing to follow the das. Refusal to follow the das is giving in to the emotions, is the reason, the source of all sin, and sin is not a choice. It's the inevitable ramifications of not choosing to follow the das. So here's the Yad HaMelech. The Yad HaMelech says that people erroneously believe, this is on Hilchos Tshuva, Perikei Halacha Beis, where Rambam says, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined before a person was born that a person should be a tzaddik or a rasha. No way. Rather, the choice is in the person's hands. So the Yad HaMelech starts out by saying, people say, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He set us up in a way that we're all going to sin, so that because we have a Yetzer Hara, and this is a way of torturing people, playing games with people. And who needs this? Who needs that we should have this huge challenge and we should end up, you know, in Gehenna? That we have this choice to choose between good and bad, and most people choose bad. He says it's the wrong way of looking at it. He says they imagine in their hearts that Maaseh Ha'adam Hara'im Hema Ba'im Mitzad Bechiraso. They think that when people choose to do sins, to do ra, that comes from their Bechira. That they've chosen to do ra. V'zehu sheker behechlet. It's absolutely a lie. It's a misunderstanding of the human being. Ki im hayanotzar mikoach habechira ezu ra b'shum tzad lo hayanemar al koach zeh nasa adam b'tzalmeinu k'dmoseinu. If a person could choose to do ra, and choice, we said, is tzelem elokim b'chira, the ability to choose, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is free to choose, to do whatever they want. And when a person can use their thinking to choose this or that, that is tzelem elokim. How could you say that b'tzalmeinu k'dmoseinu includes a choice to go against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says, knows truth and chooses good and is all tov, so if we're in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could we choose ra? That's not in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't choose ra. Hashem, all the choices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are tov, because Hashem is essentially tov. And how do we choose? By measuring. So you measure good against bad, with your havinu lahaskel, your tzelem elokim, and you choose bad. That can't be, because tzelem elokim is all good. That's not tzelem elokim. So the capacity to choose bad cannot be anything connected to Tzelem Elokim. He says Tzelem Elokim enables a person to do one thing and one thing only, be like Hashem, choose Tov. So what's the rest? What is everything else? How do we explain what else is going on? Amnam, he says, the truth is, that there's only one choice in the world, to choose Das, to choose Emes, or to refuse to choose. And to just go with the emotions of the moment. Not to choose at all. Just to let the passions of the moment decide for us. And that's not a choice. That's not a choice. Because when the body says now, and a person doesn't choose to listen to the das, then they respond to now. It's not a choice. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. If a person doesn't choose to impose the das, then of course they're in the grip of the immediacy, of the needs of the body and the emotions. So there's no such thing as choosing ra. All there is a refusal to choose tov. Everything else is just, is already like a rushing river that we've jumped into and you can't get out of. So he says, Ela im He said, if a person could really exercise their bechira, lo hayu bochrim rak betov, all you could choose is tov. It's the lack of exercising bechira. That's not called bechira. Is, of course there's a das. Everybody is born with a... Okay, very good point. Everyone is born with an innate das. Everyone is born with an innate das, which comes from Perek Aleph, which is already built into you and hardwired, desire to not just be a meaningless, purposeless animal that lives to feed itself and die. Everybody has a higher aspiration. Everybody wants something more. Everybody's aspiring for meaning and purpose. That's the das. And if a person doesn't choose to develop that, therefore they're in the grip of their emotions and their immediate needs, then obviously they're going to sin. But it wasn't even a choice. It was just a refusal to make a choice. Now, based on this here, I just want to read to you, also again from the Rambam, the following. The Rambam says this. A man in his original... Now, this is David Gutman. Man in his original natural state is just another species within the animal kingdom with enhanced capabilities that include thought and speech. His humanity, the element that makes him human, is only there in potential, waiting, development. Man in his natural state harnesses all his abilities to help him survive. He uses his capabilities the same way other animals use there for short-term survival of the individual. All this pertains strictly to the Chomer, has no impact on the Tzura that makes a person human. This natural state of man is narcissistic, self-serving like any animal. This is the source of all evil perpetrated by man on each other. Brings the Mor Nevuchim here. All the great evils that man causes to each other is because of a certain, now this is what we're saying, because of a privation, a lack. Desires, opinions, of beliefs are lacking due to the fact that they originate in ignorance, which is the absence of knowledge. In other words, if there's no knowledge, everything else, the lack of that, is the cause of everything. He also says, man in his natural undeveloped state is therefore a non-being. Remember we read last week, it is acknowledged, the man who does not possess tzura, form, ideas, das, just living by the moment, by the impulse, is not human, is the words of the Rambam. Simply resembles man, assimilates his outward appearance. A person without tzura, a person without tzelem elokim, a person who's not choosing to listen to das, is no different animal, doesn't have ashkacha. This is the Rambam. Now let me be very clear. There's no atheist in a foxhole. So we know that in a moment of crisis, even a person who's a sheep has wandered away from the shepherd, in a moment of crisis, that person calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and knows they can only hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and knows Hashem is obviously, you know, the truth. At that moment, that person can merit Hashgacha Patas. Because at that moment, they've got Das. A person can change, can spin on a dime. Okay? A person, that moment can give up. Sometimes we are given a gift of such a danger that faces us, such a tzara, such an eye-opening, cathartic experience that we get das in a second. And all our mishagas drops away, and it's a gift. It's a gift, even if it comes with a little pain and suffering, because it's the key to chayi olam haba. It's the only link we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, we're an animal that comes and goes. Now here, the Yad HaMelech brings down something astonishing, brings the Medrash and Parshas Toldos. This is amazing. Ki had tzaddikim libam birushasam. A tzaddik, their emotions, their heart is in their control. Kamosha Nemar, listen to this. Shmuel, Perek Aleph. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph. V'chana medaberes al liba. Chana told her emotions. She spoke to her heart. V'yomer David el libo. David told himself. V'yasam Daniel al libo. Daniel put it on his heart. Doma leboran, compared to their creator, Vayomar Hashem al libo, or I'm sorry, el libo, Vayomar Hashem el libo, Hashem told his, so to speak, his emotions were following the das. Lo kein harashayim, not rashayim. Hema birashus libam, they are controlled, and in the lave possesses them. Vayomar Esav bilibo, Vayomar Navel bilibo, Vayomar Yeravam bilibo, Vayomar Habman bilibo. Wow. Rishayim, their heart is governing them. Of course there's no Bechira, because you can't compete with the immediate driving needs of the body and the emotions. The abstract ideas are lifeless and dry compared to the immediacy of the visceral, desire for something that takes over, that stimulates every the fiber of your being. So if you're Billy Bo, oh, sin is inevitable. The real decision is, the real choices that a person makes, will you be speaking Elibo or will you be Billy Bo? And once you make that choice, everything else is an automatic consequence. So like Rambam says, the sin is not eating, the sin is choosing. To give more credence to the what we call the lave, or the chomer, whatever you want to call it. We've given it many names, right? So everything else follows. Hashgacha Pratis, a bond with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, is directly proportional to the das that's developed in a person, the tzura, the humanity of the person. And what we go on from here to establishes that a person, hear more from the Rambam, is not really choosing to do bad. That never happens. A person only chooses to follow the das, and once they do that, then that's the only choice a person makes. Lacking that choice, refusing to make that choice, is the reason for everything else. Here's the Rambam. The Rambam says, he brings down the Mora, that he brings down the Mora, and then he himself says it very nicely. He says, as divine providence is something a man has to acquire through his intellect, it is inevitable that some doubt will enter into his mind. The more he grows, the broader his outlook, the less likely he is to witness the results of his actions in his lifetime. He says, as a person grows intellectually and develops a broader view of existence and understanding of Hashem is running things, his goals change. He now wants to partake in God's work, help improving humanity, both in the present into the future generations. The consequences of his actions can no longer be judged in the short term. He doesn't necessarily see the fruits of his labor here. In other words, a person's desires get beyond the immediate. They get into eternal things. That person becomes patient, realizes the payers are not immediate. They're setting up, you know, they're planting seeds for a future, not only their future, the future of the world. He associates this with the Avos and the Imos, who thought about the future beyond themselves, establishing a nation, the goals of the nation, the values of the nation. You want to be a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't look for the instant, for the immediate. That's a choice. And that choice helps a person go in a certain direction. Everything else is a lack of choice. The last thing I want to say here is, Bechukosai seems to be speaking about that if people do the right thing, then they'll have all of this schar, all these great rewards. If you read the beginning of Bechukosai, the rain and the crops and the health and the money and the security and the war and all the good things. Very important. We have a principle. Schar b'hai al maleka. There is no schar in this world. And we've already been speaking about the idea that what in the end is ultimate schar? We read the Rambam. Schar is the opening up of the das. Schar is being able to grasp things that though we tried in this world to connect to our das, there's certain things we couldn't possibly comprehend because we're human and we're in a body and we have, we don't have the unlimited access to that. We're limited. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was limited by being still human. And schar in the next world is the opening up of all, you know, the clearing of that whole glass, opening up of all the vistas, total das, being masig, comprehending everything, connecting. That's the point of contact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's chai olam haba. There's no schar. You can't have schar in this world. You can't see on that level here. Everything described in Bechukosai, Rambam says in the 9th chapter of Hilchas Tshuva, is not schar. It's bracha. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're trying to do the mitzvahs properly and happily and gain das, then he makes it easy for us by taking away all the hindrances like war and famine and sickness and illness. This is what the Rambam says. All these good things that are promised here, Ein Osan HaTovos, these things that are mentioned, Ein Osan HaTovos, Sof Matan Scharen Shal Mitzvahs. This is not the essence, the final result of Matan Scharen for mitzvahs, no. And these evil things that are happening are not the final nekama for neglecting the mitzvahs. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Lanu Torah. Now this brings together a lot of things we've been talking. Zu Eitzachayim. That's the Eitzachayim in everybody's. Gan is an Eitzachayim, is the Torah, is a das. V'chol ha'osa kol ha'kosav bo. And whoever does what it says there, v'yadu deya gemura nechona, and has a deya gemura Nechona, a complete and correct das, because of the Torah. Zocha l'chay olam haba, the zechus, what they're earning for themselves is chay olam haba, which is das. Ulafi godel masav, and according to the extent, the quality of their maisim, not just their abstract knowledge, but their maisim, Barov chachmaso, and the extent of their chachma, which doesn't only come from learning articles and complicated svarim, but from life and truth, according to the maisim and the rov chachmaso hu zoche, that's how you are zoche, the hiftichanu betorah, and the Torah promised us, shem nasa osam, if we do all these mitzvahs and gain this chachma besimcha, not with regret and frustration, but besimcha ubetovas nefesh, and with goodness and happiness of the nefesh, which is always the lower part, the body, the physical, not feeling deprived, but feeling privileged to have an anchor and a direction. V'nege b'chachma tamid, and always delving into chachma, the real chachma, then Hashem promises us in b'chukosai sheyasar mimenu, then He'll take away from us everything that distracts us from these objectives. It'll take away sickness, take away war. So what's described in b'chukosai is bracha, as a means of helping us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're always involved in chachma. But if we start ignoring that drive and living by not chachma, not das, not choosing, going with the flow, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not remove from us all of these hindrances, but they will find a way to completely, overwhelm us, distract us, and we won't be able to think about anything else. And the pursuit of chachma will not have an expression, an opportunity, and we'll end up living through our lives with no chachma, with no das. And that's the ultimate punishment. And it's not that Hashem is giving us the punishment, it's that we've created the inability to have chachma. So what this is saying is, well, of course we create our own fate. Of course we are the masters of our own destiny. And what this is saying is, and Rambam says, the entire Torah and mitzvahs, the point of the Mor Nevuchim, the entire Torah and mitzvahs is for one thing and one thing only, chachma, das, an ability to choose, tzelem elokim. That's the whole thing. Okay.
We did it.
In a half hour. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Oh, an announcement. Stop.